Hello, everyone. A couple of weeks ago, in our as part of our ongoing leadership training here at Hope, we used the time to view an alpha training video that was specific to what they call the small group or the discussion aspect of the alpha sessions. And a number of the leadership felt like it would be a great idea for us all to see that. So we wanted to share that with everyone today. In a minute, we're going to watch some of that material. It's going to be condensed from that same video, and it describes how that discussion time is designed and how it works best. So on that first Alpha Sunday, which is going to be the intro session, we'll have set up, our tables, our table count will be appropriated, coffee will be ready, we'll have our gracious volunteers will have prepared and brought some food in, that'll be set up. So at 9:30, we'll be here ready for our guests to arrive, same time as we do on a normal worship Sunday. Some of the things that are different, we've talked about, there was a suggestion that we might have a couple of people in the parking lot to guide people into the best place to park. So we're working out some details there where we would possibly have some volunteers. If you're interested in doing that, let me know. But maybe guide people in through the loop in case they need to drop off, and then have them park in the staff parking right in front of the building. And of course, if you've been here before, you know that it's a fairly long walk from that front door here to the cafeteria. So we intend to have some signage along the way so that folks know they're heading in the right direction, and we'll get them here to the cafeteria. Once they're here, really, we want folks to sit wherever they're comfortable this first Sunday in particular. And assuming that you're inviting people and that they've accepted your invitation, hopefully they like you enough to want to sit with you, that's great. Expect people to do that. So the key would be that after the meal, we'll be taking account as to who intends to come back, so that when, in week two, we'll have pre-printed name tags, and we'll be able to steer people to a particular table. And the idea there is that that same group stays together throughout the course. And they grow together, they learn a little bit about each other and maintain that relationship through the course. So we'll do it that way. So after the meal, we'll dismiss the children. Youth will stay in the cafeteria. And after the 30 minutes or so of the talk, we will transition into the discussion time. And that's really what we want to focus on today. So we'll simply let everyone remain where they are comfortable on that first Sunday in order to watch the video and hear the teaching. And again, at the end of the discussion time, we'll ask who's going to come back. And then week two going forward, we'll have them assigned to tables. So, of course, if there are additional first-time guests that might show up in week two, three, four, we'll have a place for them as well. And we'll make sure everybody is seated somewhere where they can engage. So let's take a look now at this training video and just realize that it's designed and was geared toward the folks that are actually leading the table, the table host, as they call it. But at the same time, it does a great job of explaining the attitude that we all should have at those discussion tables and involves really more listening than speaking. So if you would please play the video.
Alpha is a series of interactive sessions that explore the basics of the Christian faith. It's about the big questions of life, like, what am I here for? What's the purpose of my life? And most people ask these kind of questions at some point in their lives. Alpha is for anyone, but it's specifically designed for people who would not describe themselves as Christians or regular churchgoers.
And Alpha is running in churches and homes, schools, skate parks, from boardrooms to some of the toughest prisons in the world. It runs in 169 countries, and so far, over 29 million people have done it.
So it's day one of filming.
Action.
I'm Nicky Gumbel, and I'm the vicar of HTB, and I've been involved in the sort of pioneering of Alpha over the years.
And I'm Pippa Gumbel,
Married to Nikki, and I've been involved with Alpha for many years too.
Alpha started in 1977, back in a flat round here.
And at the time it was much more a course for new believers, and you weren't particularly interested in that. You wanted to do things for people outside the church.
I was asked to take on Alpha by Sandy, who was the vicar here, in October 1990. So rather reluctantly I took it on, but then in January of 1991 I had a group made up entirely of people who were outside of the church. And I began to realize this course could be used for people outside the church. And so we started to develop it as a course for people, as we would call it, wanting to explore the meaning of life.
We were seeing people coming who had no faith and taking this journey to a place of real Christian faith. So it was the most exciting thing to see these people come along.
And then it began to really grow. Having been, this is our 76th small group in a row, all I know is that people's lives will be changed. And there will be a transformation in the whole dynamic of the small group in the next 10 weeks. Everything to do with Alpha is basically word of mouth. Mm. I mean, why do people come in our small group? It was all word of mouth when you went round. Yeah. And the advertising might help because they say, oh, I know about that course because I've seen, but it's because my friend at work or my... somebody came in our small group last night, he said... He hadn't, so this was week two last night. So his friend had come the first week, and he dragged along his cousin. Mm. So he was only come because his cousin came the first week, and then he asked his cousin along. It's friends bringing friends.
My heroes growing up was a man called Billy Graham. He's arguably one of the best communicators of the good news about Jesus of the 20th century, an amazing speaker. He had this great testimony about his own journey of coming to faith and great hair. And I wanted to be like him. I used to dream of speaking to thousands about Jesus. The only problem was that I was a shy, introverted teenager with, as I saw it, a very ordinary testimony and below average hair. And I tried sometimes to tell my friends at school and university about Jesus. I even once tried some street evangelism, but none of it really seemed to work very well. And then I read a passage at the beginning of John's Gospel where Andrew encounters Jesus and then invites his brother, Simon Peter, to come and meet Jesus too. Peter then became one of the greatest evangelists of the early church. He spoke to thousands of people on the day of Pentecost. And even Billy Graham, it turned out, was invited to hear about Jesus by a guy called Albert McMakin. So I thought, well, I could do that. And then I heard that Alpha was starting in my church. So I invited a school friend, and he then brought his girlfriend and his mother and another friend, and they loved it. They each encountered Jesus for themselves. And all I did was say, come and see. Come and try Alpha. So we can't all be St. Peter or Billy Graham, but we can all be like Andrew or Albert McMakin. We can all invite our friends to come and see.
Yeah, and I'm not a natural evangelist either. I really don't have all the answers. But I can invite people to come and hear and discuss about Jesus. And that's where Alpha fits in, because Alpha is basically come and see. It's designed for you to bring your friends. And it's not too late for you to invite your friends to the Alpha you're about to help out on. Every Alpha session has three key elements: food, talk, and discussion. And we all love food. Imagine you were hosting a party at your home. What would you do? Well, you'd get there before the guests and prepare everything, and when they arrived, you'd greet them, give them some food and some drink, and then introduce them to other people. It's just the same on Alpha. Each session starts with sharing some food together in small groups, where people can chat and get to know each other. The perfect size for a small group is 12 people, so ideally 2 hosts, 2 helpers, and around 8 guests. So when the guests arrive, welcome them, put them at ease, and introduce them to each other, and get the conversation going. But keep it fun and keep it light, and try to avoid talking about deep or heavy topics at this stage, like politics or religion.
And after food, someone will welcome everyone, and then give a brief introduction to Alpha, and there may be a short time of worship, 1 or 2 songs. And this might feel a little bit awkward on the first session, so it's worth explaining that the guests don't have to join in. But it's actually funny how by the end of Alpha, many people say that they really enjoy it. Each session on Alpha includes a short talk about the Christian faith. And the talks follow a natural progression with each building on the one before. But it doesn't matter if people miss a session, because they can always catch up online. The great thing about Alpha is the material is the same wherever you go in the world.
And the last part of the session is discussion. And this is the most important part of Alpha. In the small group, people get to say exactly what they think, to explore, to question everything, to discuss it, and to work things out for themselves. It's low-key, unpressurized, and great fun. So how does the Alpha small group work? Well, there are three keys to hosting a great Alpha small group. The first is love.
I think it's all about love and friendship and having fun. It's just people and however you deal with people. And you want to get people to feel that they can trust you, that you like them. And I think that's the most important thing, that you actually want to make friends with these people. You want to get to know them and love them.
Yeah, I think the key thing for the hosts, the helpers, is that they like people, they love people, and that they're genuinely interested in them and genuinely interested in what they have to say. Mm. Because it's, in the end of the day, it's all about respect. If you respect them, even if you disagree with them, somebody comes as an atheist, but you respect their right to hold their views and you're interested in what they have to say, that then they'll talk. And the more they talk, and the more people listen with the respect. You get a whole atmosphere in the small group is marked by respect.
So the first key to a great Alpha small group is love. And the second is listen. This is a bit counterintuitive, I think. When you're hosting or helping in a group on Alpha, you quite often think, well, people are coming with their questions, and as the leader, my role is to give people the answers.
Well, this might be the case in Bible studies or in other groups that you might have in your church, but it's not the case in Alpha.
On Alpha, the talk is where we say what we believe, but the small group is where the guests say what they believe. So hosting is about facilitating a discussion between the guests and listening to their point of view.
It's the opposite of sort of preaching at people. That's what ruins an Alpha small group, when someone starts preaching or trying to force people into their point of view, then it really doesn't work. Mm. Love them, be interested in them, be respectful towards them, and then they'll come back. And the more they come back, the more they'll hear, they begin to relax, and then they begin to open up, and their lives get changed.
Of course, you'll never get it right. You'll never get it totally right. We make mistakes all the time that you don't want to put anybody ever on the spot. But you also want to draw out somebody who would love to speak but hasn't quite had the courage yet. And it's getting those things right, just watching the people, seeing what they're trying to do.
I still make mistakes. I said to people last night when we were training people before the small group, don't try and win the argument. We want to win the person, not the argument. Yeah. And if you win the person, they'll come back. And if they come back, they'll hear the good news about Jesus. And if they come back the following week, they'll hear the good news about Jesus again. But if you get involved in an argument with them, even if you win the argument, you may never see them again. Mm. And they're not going to hear the gospel. So don't try and win the argument, but try and win the person.
The final thing we want to do is to encourage you to pray. Pete Gregg, the founder of 24/7 Prayer, gives some really helpful tips on how you can pray for your guests on Alpha.
It's your birthday. You're 7 years old. And you get that present that you have been hoping for. Do you remember how that felt? And then you unwrap it and you discover there's no batteries included. It's useless. Such potential rendered powerless. You know, Alpha is exciting, it's amazing, it's life-changing, but only when it's powered by prayer. It's when we pray that God's power shows up through Alpha. He changes lives. Miracles happen. Guests encounter Jesus. Things happen that we simply couldn't engineer humanly. Imagine throwing an amazing party for someone. Delicious food, nice venue, great music, lots of friends. And you go to all that effort and then embarrassingly you forget to invite the honored guest. It's when we invite God to come on Alpha, we discover that He is even keener to get through the door and get through to those that you've invited than you are. We pray and guests experience the Holy Spirit for themselves. I mean, others get healed. Some hear God speaking or they get a breakthrough in their lives when they try praying for themselves. guests discover that Jesus is real and that the kingdom of God is a matter of power, not just words. Let's just release the power of prayer to change lives through Alpha. Get everyone involved, because I might be biased, but I think the most important part of Alpha is prayer. Make sure that your Alpha comes with batteries included. Is that just too cheesy, or is that okay?
So when it comes to prayer, again, we avoid anything that might make the guests feel uncomfortable. So unlike at church, we don't pray from the front, we don't say a prayer before food, and we don't close the session in prayer.
At the end of the session, How Can I Have Faith?, there is an opportunity for anyone who wants to say a simple, silent prayer, inviting Jesus to come into their life. For some people, this may be an important moment in their journey, but for others, it may be too early.
Then in the session, How and Why Do I Pray?, we look at the subject of prayer in more depth, touching on helpful ways to start praying if people would like to. And at the end of the small group, the host may want to finish with a very short, simple prayer of thanks, but no more than that.
At some point, you may want to introduce the idea of praying as a group. You could ask if anyone has anything they'd like prayer for, and then allow space for guests to pray out loud if they'd like to. Some groups may reach this point earlier than others, but it's important that every group has had an opportunity to pray before the session, Does God Heal Today? As then we offer everyone an opportunity to pray and be prayed for healing. But there is no rush in the early sessions.
So love people, listen to them, have fun, and leave the rest to God.
Well, if by any chance you had a hard time understanding any of that, we will have that clip posted on the website, so please do check that out if you'd like to listen to it again and make sure you got everything that was there. For me, there's two big takeaways from that. The first one that Nikki Gumbel presented, which was, we want to win the people, not debate them, not instruct them, we just want to win them. And secondly, that we need to pray that the Holy Spirit would be at work throughout the course, that we'd be praying for those people that we would want to invite, that he would bring them here, but then all through the 10 or 11 weeks that the Holy Spirit is really the one that's at work here. I'd like to just quickly read a verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In verses 4 and 5, Paul says this, "In my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Mm. So these verses tell us that simple intellectual persuasion does not save people. Saving faith is produced by the heart-changing power of the Holy Spirit as the gospel is proclaimed. So the good news is, with this course, this is a chance for us to get around people, to engage with them, but we just need to invite them and then let the Holy Spirit do the work. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Wayne, and he's going to talk some more about invitation.
Thanks, Gary. Let me tell you a little bit more about how to invite people. By the way, we're going to be sending you some information that you could be posting on your, for those of you that are on Facebook, I don't know how Facebook works, but Cheryl's going to be sending you some stuff that you could actually post on their video links, and so to encourage people, and that would be another way to get the word out. But just like what Nikki Gumbel said, the most important thing that you can do is a personal invitation to invite somebody personally. And so we're going to encourage you to do that. In fact, take out this little white sheet out of your worship program, as well as these little invitations here. We're going to have more of these printed, but we want to give you a taste of these. You know, I remember when we first hosted Alpha, I remember the first time that I invited somebody to Alpha, I was just stumbling my way through inviting them. And I remember thinking, I wish somebody would have told me, what do you say when you actually invite somebody? And so we wanted to equip you to do that. And so this sheet kind of gives you just some tips here. What do you do first? As Gary already mentioned, first, pray. pray and fast. And we're actually going to be talking a little bit more about that. But obviously, prayer is one of the biggest things that you could do, just as Peter Craig had mentioned there. And by the way, I am just so encouraged by just hearing people continuing not only to pray, but to build relationships with people that they're inviting. I know that Eric had mentioned just yesterday morning of reaching out and setting up a dinner time just with his boss, just to get to know him better, find out what's going on in his life. And they weren't able to do that, but I know they're going to be doing that in the future. Things like that we're hearing stories all over of all of you taking initiatives to do that. I just think that is a wonderful thing. In fact, during this holiday season, it's a great opportunity. Take cookies to all your neighbors. And again, it's just another way to touch them. But pray. Pray for them. Ask God to work. And then what do you say? We want to, again, love people into the kingdom. And so, you know, the biggest thing is just be friendly, be genuine, be yourself. And then just trust that God is going to use you. Now, I would say it is still worth looking at this, and maybe you might even want to practice what you're going to say and be prepared. But the bottom line is just trust that God is going to use you as you invite people. And so here's what you can say. And again, I would encourage you to use this invitation. You could say something to the effect of, "Hey, Joe, just wanted to invite you to something that our church is putting on. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a course for people who are open to exploring the Christian faith. And it's called the Alpha Course. Have you ever heard of it?" Now, most people will probably say no, and that's okay. If they have, you can ask them, you know, how did you hear that? But if they haven't, just say Alpha is a great for people who might have questions about the issue of faith or just want to go a little bit further in terms of their spiritual journey. And the way it works is this. We just simply come together, we have breakfast together, we watch a video, and then we break down into small groups for discussion. Now, nobody gets put on the spot. You don't have to say anything if you don't want, but it's a great opportunity to answer questions or ask questions or to verbalize what you think. We're introducing that course in the introductory breakfast on Sunday mornings on January the 14th over at Lakes High School. And we're just encouraging people to come and just check it out and see if they like that. And if they can, we'd love to have them come back. And so I just wanted to see if you'd be open to coming and joining us for that intro breakfast. All right? It could be as simple as that. Now, a couple tips here. We're not inviting people to come necessarily for the entire course. It's just invite them for the intro breakfast, all right? And so it's just to come, check it out, see what they think. And if they like it, that's great. There's no long-term commitment. They can, you know, stop coming at any time. And so it's just encourage them. Come just check it out for that that one intro breakfast. If you already talked to them about spiritual things, you can also use that as a bridge. You might just say, "Hey, Joe, I remember we were talking, you're going through some really difficult times at work, and I've been praying for you, but I also been just, you know, God has continued to lay your name on my heart for a course that we're having that we're sponsoring for our church, and let me just tell you about it. I'd like to invite you." Okay, it could be just a great bridge there. All right. Now, if other people have questions, most of the questions that they're asking are addressed here in this little invitation. FAQs, by the way, are frequently asked questions. I know a couple of people, including my wife, said, "What are FAQs?" And so all of you old people, that's what FAQs mean. You won't have to explain that for the younger generation. But anyway, so, but most of the questions are there. There's also a link there to our website. We're going to be posting some videos on there. Now, we don't have them on that yet. In fact, we need to update our website, and so don't use these until we do that. That probably won't occur sometime this week. We're actually encouraging you not even to necessarily invite people. I mean, if God puts somebody in your heart, that, you know, feel free to invite them this week. But we really want to encourage you 2 weeks before Christmas, so not this week, but the following week and then the week before Christmas, to invite people. And by that we'll have things all booted up. All right. Any other questions? Or any questions? We didn't even give you an opportunity to ask questions. Any questions at all about inviting people or how Alpha's going to work? Either we did a great job at explaining things or Gary and I did a great job at confusing you. You have no idea what to even ask. So feel free, again, to ask questions and email us if you've got further issues. And we will have more of those invitations next week. All right.